Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
It's time to join Huck and Dave for 1 hour of educational news and conversation. They will discuss the current events that you are not going to hear on the mainstream media. The left wants to silence our free speech and take away our liberties. Huck and Dave want to open up the lines of communication and allow you, our listeners, to speak about what America wants. Call Huck and Dave for open discussions at 504-556-9696, or you can reach them at libertyorlockdown.live. Now, let's go live and direct to Huck and Dave for Liberty or Lockdown.
Welcome to Liberty or Lockdown. This is Huck. Dave is out tonight, but he'll be back next Thursday. So we're going to have a few guests calling in, and I'm very grateful for Christopher Alexander, who is the founder of LA CAG. But real quick, we're going to go ahead and we have a friend of mine who's going to be calling in today, and she's going to be talking about, we have so much to talk about today, and there's, you know, going on, what's going on right now in the House, and there's just a lot to get to. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and get Christopher on the line. Christopher, are you there? Hello.
How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. We have so much to discuss, don't we?
Oh my gosh, it's just amazing. It's an exciting time to be alive and fighting.
It really is. In 2023, we're going out. I mean, we're starting with a big bang on hearing about what's going on, you know, in the House, and I'm just really excited about this year. How about you?
I'm extremely excited about it, Martha. I'm particularly gratified that the 20 or 25 representatives in Congress are standing up, toeing the line,
yes,
and really, really fighting with great courage. I cannot remember the last time that I felt this inspired,
yes,
by any group of patriots. I would be inspired if they acted like this all the time, but I'm particularly inspired because this is actually uncharacteristic of the Republican Party as I've come to know it. And so I'm absolutely thrilled.
I think most of these 20 people that are holding the line are from the Freedom Caucus, if I'm correct. Anyway,
yeah.
These 20 people are representing MAGA, Make America Great Again, patriotic Americans, just your regular, you know, mom and pop. That's who they're representing.
Absolutely. And Matt Gaetz, to be honest with you, is rapidly becoming a hero of mine.
He is becoming one of mine, too.
Yeah, no question about it. It's like, I don't know if you saw it, but I just saw it a little while ago, Martha. Trey Gowdy, who I've never liked, honestly, from the very beginning. It's amazing. I think that you probably share this with
yes.
me. I feel like I do have a certain intuition
yes.
about people when I first meet them,
mm-hmm.
or even when I first see them. And maybe it's a gift of the Holy Spirit. I don't know. But I do know that when I first saw Trey Gowdy, even when he was, I guess, somewhat effective in the way he was cross-examining Hillary Clinton in the Benghazi hearing, even then, I never really liked him and I never really trusted him. And I think that lack of trust was vindicated later on when he goes on CNN and talks
mm-hmm.
about how the FBI conducted itself properly with regard to Russiagate and all
right.
the Trump investigations. I'm like, no, he didn't. And now he's calling this opposition
mm-hmm. terrorists.
That stand for patriotism and constitutional freedom a clown show.
Yeah, that's
and I
right.
I saw that, and Matt Gaetz goes on and just absolutely hammered him.
Did he?
Not in a vindictive way. Did you see that?
I didn't. I have to go back and watch that. I'm still rejoicing that Matt Gaetz nominated Trump.
I mean, what?
Yeah, that was like checkmate. I mean, they're playing a serious game of chess right now.
And what is the, like, I wonder what the likelihood is. I heard somewhere that Trump actually would consider it.
Oh, are you kidding me? I thought maybe he'd be too prideful to take that. But if Trump considered that, you know, then you would probably have all those people who voted for Kevin run over there and vote for Trump.
You know what? I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Did you know, by the way, that, and I don't know, I know you have some other folks you want to get on, but
we have you for the hour. We have a couple of callers that'll come in, but definitely, let's keep talking.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, did you know that, and I just found this out yesterday, I think all five of our U.S. congressmen in the Louisiana delegation voted for McCarthy. Is that right?
Say it again, all five?
All five of our congressmen voted for McCarthy.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, I mean,
I heard that too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it goes to show you we're seeing who deep state is. McCarthy's waited for this. Is what he's prepped himself for practically his entire life. He's positioned himself for this. You know, he didn't think that there would be, and then it would really show his true colors if he went over to the Democratic side and were able to convince 20 of those people to vote for him. Then we'd know what we were. I mean, I already knew what we were dealing with McCarthy. He's definitely establishment, and it's the establishment that's the problem. It's the Republican establishment, the do nothing Republican establishment. That's the problem.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And you know, you're talking about, you know, an unlimited amount of money that he wants to continue to give to the Ukraine.
Right.
Which is far from free and democratic.
Never ending amount.
Yes. And which is not, absolutely not a free and democratic country. It's an absolutely corrupt autocratic regime. And the idea that our media, with the complicity of our establishment Republicans, would be portraying that place as a free and democratic society, is extraordinary. It is corrupt. It's autocratic. There's got to be an end to this flow of money to that country. And it's just, there doesn't seem to be any end in sight. And McCarthy certainly is not going to be the one, I think, to put a plug in it. You know, I don't think he's going to do it. We have 15 million Americans who are about to lose their Medicare because we don't have the money to fund it. And right. We're going to continue to send billions and billions to the Ukraine. McCarthy's
not going to
be, you know, he's not going to be. And then you have, and you know, one of the, I always go back. And Barth, I would love to hear your response to this, but I'll always go back. You know, there's an old saying that you can tell a person's character by what they say and what they do at precise moments of extreme pressure and extreme stress. That's how you tell the character of a person.
Absolutely.
And McCarthy, right after January 6th, right after that went down, he completely
turned on Trump
under the bus.
He did. He turned on Trump.
Yes. He turned on him. He betrayed him. He cowered before the wolves. He didn't know the facts. He didn't understand what had occurred. And he fell in with the people who were trying to destroy Trump. And I think he did it out of pressure. Because he clearly didn't understand the fact. That tells me everything that I need to know about that man right there.
Exactly. Yes, I watched that. I will never forget that. And that actually was a defining turning moment for me. That's when I decided, okay, now I see who he is. Each one of them, there's a moment where it you know, you're just like, aha, I've been waiting to see this moment. I've been waiting to this is the determining moment of what you're saying and how you're acting. Now I know who you're for. These people are not for we the people, and we are the ones electing them. And so they're forming an alliance within themselves, which is the establishment, and then you have the 20 who are for the voice of the people.
Yes, and thank God for them, because they're the ones, you know, they're the ones who are stopping this, aren't they? Those
yes.
20.
Yeah, they're holding it up. So 6 votes, I think. Were there any today?
No, I don't know, because I wasn't following it that closely today because I was working on some other things. But
yeah,
I
myself.
Do know, I think that for the first time since 1859, McCarthy failed on a 10th vote. The 10th time they voted, you know, try to get him in, he failed. And that hasn't happened since 1859.
Wow.
So it's extraordinary.
It's historical. It's a historical moment. And, you know, did you watch the interview between Hannity and Bobart, Lauren Bobart?
I read about it briefly, and the idea that Sean Hannity would be pushing this guy, I'll be honest with
you.
Well,
it's the girl, Lauren Bobart.
No, I mean, the fact that he would be pushing for McCarthy.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay. Yeah, it shows you. I've not cared for Hannity probably for the last couple of years. I don't know. There's just something about him. He's just getting on my last nerve. And seeing how he was bullying Lauren Bobart, it just showed he wanted a specific answer from her. He wanted her to tell him why they wouldn't allow the is it 118 votes for McCarthy,
yeah,
somewhere around there? And then they have their 20. And so, you know, it's because there's less votes. They should be the ones to agree and flip. And she said, well, this is how our founding fathers established this. It's not that we're less votes, it's that we are each an individual vote.
That's right. And you know what, Martha? If you were to follow Hannity's logic, the founding fathers would have remained Tories and remained loyal to the English crown because they were in the vast minority of people who were trying to establish freedom.
We're going to go on a quick break. Hold that thought, and we'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown. Some folks say it isn't cool, but she says the pledge of allegiance anyway. He's got the red, white, blue flying high on a farm. Semper Fi tattooed on his left arm. Spend a little more in the store for a tag. In the back it says, you.
Some people in the Louisiana legislature want to permit the teaching of critical race theory in our state. That theory says that if two babies are born today, one black baby and one white baby, that the white baby is the mean, racist oppressor of the black baby, and that the black baby is the weak, incompetent victim of the white baby. Unbelievable. Those people say that the innocent white baby by his DNA is bad and racist, and the black baby by his DNA is a weak victim who can never succeed. Only a total fool would believe or accept this idiocy. Yet they want to teach this foolishness to Louisiana's young people. Please call your legislator today and raise some sand.
Taste of Tokyo, 10160 Jefferson Highway, River Ridge, Louisiana. Among other Japanese cuisine places to visit, this restaurant can be one of the best. Good salmon, broth, and sushi will impress you at the first bite. Taste tasty cheesecake and good ice cream to form your opinion about Taste of Tokyo. Visit this place and order delicious wine. If you enjoy great tea, you'll love Taste of Tokyo. The cozy atmosphere makes guests feel relaxed, and everyone seems to be having a good time. According to Google Review, pricing is excellent, and the staff is considered attentive and patient. I suggest trying the beef tataki, pepper tuna sashimi, Playboy roll in soy paper, and the sunshine roll. It tastes and feels like you're in Hawaii. Enjoy Taste of Tokyo on Jefferson Highway.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
We're not gonna take it. All right. All right, Christopher from L.A. CAG, are we going to take it anymore?
Take it anymore. I wanted to follow up, Martha, a minute ago. I didn't watch the Hannity piece with Boebert, but if you based on what you're telling me, if you take his logic to its conclusion, our founding fathers would have never established their own country, would have never chartered a Declaration of Independence, would have never written a U.S. Constitution.
That's right.
Because they were clearly in the distinct minority. The substantial majority of colonists wanted to remain loyal to the British crown. They didn't want to go through a revolution. They didn't want to establish. So I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about.
He was bullying her.
Yeah. What was it?
But she came in with the 1-2 punch. She did not back down. I was very impressed with her. All the hagglers, which seemed to be on Twitter, a lot of those same old. People who were there before Elon Musk, you know, always degrading and name calling and insulting. So if they're pulling for McCarthy, I mean, you got to question that, right? You got to question that. If the hagglers and the liberals are pulling for McCarthy, why aren't we concerned about that?
I'm telling you right now, that's all we need to know. That's really all we need to know. In addition to the other things, substantive things that we know about him, you know, and so I think it might be time for him to throw in the towel.
That's what Boebert was saying.
Pull this thing up there.
That's
and
right.
And have him keep failing. When does he throw in the towel?
That's what she was asking. You know, when is he going to stop what he's doing? When is he going to say, okay, I withdraw? And Hannity kept saying, well, you need to withdraw because there's only 20 of you, as if that's the purpose of, you know, what we're doing here. Those 20 represent millions.
Those 20 represent millions. Exactly. I couldn't have said it any better. And the balance of those rhinos in there represent far, far fewer.
Right.
Certainly far fewer Republicans. You know, I would say 75%, maybe more, of the Republicans in America do not want Kevin McCarthy, and they believe that he represents precisely what is wrong with our party. I'm not even talking about what's wrong with the country as a whole. He is a textbook example of why the Republican Party has been so colossally ineffective. And weak.
Very
over
weak.
The past 40 years.
That's
he
right.
He is a perfect example. He is the, let's see, what would I say? I would say he is the.
He's the epitome of a do nothing Republican.
The Page Cortez. He's the Page Cortez
of Louisiana
on the national level.
That's right.
You know, our rhino Republican Senate leader.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And I mean, we've seen the damage that Page Cortez has done here in Louisiana. So can you imagine the damage that McCarthy would do on a national level?
It's unbelievable. I really don't. I don't trust him. And
did he sign? Did he? He signed for the omnibus bill.
Yeah,
right.
I think he did.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why our Republican congressional delegation would have voted for him, unless the argument would be, if we don't do it, we run the risk of getting someone worse than him, you know. And I'm interested to hear from Congressman Mike Johnson, whom I know. I'm interested to hear from Congressman Graves. I'm interested to hear from Congressman Higgins, because I think that we deserve a clear explanation for why our Louisiana congressional delegation is not standing up for us on this issue. This is too important. Why do we not have a Matt Gaetz from the state of Louisiana? Where is our Matt Gaetz?
Higgins would be great for that, huh?
What's that?
Do you think Higgins would be a good voice for that?
Yeah, I think Higgins. I want to know why these guys are not standing up and fighting for what we believe in. You know, I mean, it's like, I don't think there's any justification for voting for McCarthy. They should be standing up with the other folks up there and fighting for us.
You know, the problem is a lot of these people are still blinded to the truth. They don't see what you see or what I see. They're so far behind us in an understanding. They don't even know. They still don't understand the magnitude of the damage from the COVID vaccine. They're still not getting it.
Martha, how could they possibly not see that?
I don't understand it. It's like they're purposely closing a blind eye or something. They just don't want to know it. I don't know.
Let me switch gears for a second. I wanted to ask your opinion about something because I don't know the answer to this question because I'm not a doctor. But I'm alarmed about what happened to that Buffalo Bills player.
That's right. We were going to talk about that. DeMar, I think his name is, right? He's got the FBI guarding him right now. You can't get anywhere close to him. Now, what would be the reason for that? Why would they? I mean, unless they're protecting him from reporters because they don't want reporters to ask the inevitable question, when did he get his last vaccine? The rumor is, and it's just a rumor, but he was supposedly vaccinated on the 26th or somewhere around there with a booster.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But you can't confirm these things, you know, because there's so much out there saying the opposite, trying to bring in confusion. But it's pretty clear he did get it. And even Dr. Peter McCullough is describing the symptoms of what this mRNA does. It causes inflammation in the vascular area of the heart. It causes cardiomyopathy and heart attacks, and apparently that's what he had. But they have so many doctors talking about it that are supposedly treating him, and they're all throwing these supposed scenarios out. It's insane what's going on behind him. And then you have other NFL players looking at him with this look in their face like, oh, my God, you know, I took that same shot. I have that same vaccine. Yeah. People, we need to be able to talk about this. It has to be okay to wonder if he was vaccinated. We have got to get to a place where we can talk about this publicly and not be condemned for it.
Amen. I agree 100%. We have to be able to do that. But unfortunately, many, many people have been intimidated into silence, but people are waking up and I think becoming less and less intimidated. I'll tell you this, Martha, I played football my whole life. I didn't play in college, but I played in grade school. I played in high school. It was very competitive. I have a bunch of friends who played football with me and on other teams. And let me tell you, I've seen hits that make the hit that this Buffalo Bills player took look like a gentle hand slap.
Exactly. I watched it like 10 times. The DeMar hit him with the face mask on the other guy's helmet. I played it over and over and over again. It wasn't a chest hit. It was, you know, the first thing that locked were the helmets, but and then he stood back
but
up.
He did make contact. He did make contact with his chest though. Mm-hmm. You know, but my point is this. That wasn't a hard hit. I've seen hits right there much, much harder my whole life.
Oh, yes.
And I've never, ever seen someone suffer a heart attack, if that's what that was, from a hit. It just doesn't happen. Now, there is a doctor. I talked to someone last night who says there is something. If you hit someone right at the right time at a certain stage of your heart palpitation, right at that right perfect moment, it can cause that type of a reaction. But I've never heard of it before, and I've certainly never seen it before.
And would he have gotten back up, took his right hand, grabbed his face mask, and shook his helmet before he took a couple of steps back and fell backward? I mean, if it would have happened on the impact, wouldn't it have happened right then and there? No.
You certainly would think so. But at a minimum, your point is so well taken. Why is This is the United States of America. People sacrificed heroically to give what James Madison called the most important clause in the entire Constitution, which is the free speech clause of the First Amendment. And the free speech in this country has been so eroded by our own government that you can't even talk about an issue that is of profound public import without worrying about whether or not you're going to be doxxed or outed or intimidated or lose your job.
Allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Hey y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 a.m.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz, New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Hello, folks. This is Terrence Jones. I'm back with the Louisiana Jones Gumball Hour from 11 to 12 noon every Saturday, WGSO 990 AM, as well as WGSO.com. Please join us.
Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so.
All right, Christopher, sorry about that hard break. Let's pick up where we left off. But anyway...
No, I've got a... Martha, I'm just telling you, your point was so well taken that... You know, it's a frightening scenario when a country that was founded in large part so that people could express themselves freely without fear of government retaliation,
right,
is existing in the kind of condition that we are with regard to speech. Mm-hmm. Do you realize the number of Americans right now who simply are afraid to speak because they're afraid that their own government is going to harass them?
Do you know how many times I get asked that question? Martha, are you afraid? I said, if I were afraid, I wouldn't have started this, you know, when I did. I started long before I started the radio show, which has only been 2 years. And it's called Liberty or Lockdown for that particular reason, because it was under the guise of the COVID. And then also it goes beyond that, because it looked like, you know, everything seemed to be a farce, like propaganda media is the media is just. Everything about it is just not even real anymore. And
God, that's so true.
It's alarming. So people ask me that all the time. Are you afraid? I'm like, if I were afraid, I certainly wouldn't be doing what I'm doing. No, I'm not
afraid.
I'm not afraid at all. And my answer to that is they need to be afraid. We don't need to be the ones that are afraid. They need to be afraid.
Yes, indeed.
You know,
because they want us to feel like we're all isolated.
Oh, no, we're not. We have majority with us. They're the minority. Christopher, I have a caller. I want you to take one of these calls real quick.
Sure.
We have Shirley on the line. Shirley, are you with us?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I have Christopher Alexander from LA CAG on the line. And just wanted to welcome you into this call. Thank you for calling Liberty or Lockdown. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much. What an honor and a blessing. Thank you so much for having me too.
Thank you. So, what do you think about all this news? There's so much to talk about. Anything in particular stands out to you?
I've been soaking it in, but also like with that, you know, hedge of protection, of course, just because but just connecting the dots and seeing how everything is all connected. I'm so glad that I popped in when y'all were talking about the whole Kevin McCarthy debacle. On the one hand, he's WEF. So Klaus Schwab and all of his ilk are backing this man. And then on the other hand,
yes, he is World Economic Forum. He absolutely is.
Yes. And they called him the majority speaker. So, I mean, they're already kind of, pushing that, like, as if the rest of us are just going to lay down and follow suit. So thankfully, the 20 that are in there are, I believe, the right hand of God.
Amen. In office,
saying absolutely not, because there are avenues that people can access to get the truth. And once you access that truth, it's like more truth just keeps coming. So you've got Kevin McCarthy exposed as, WEF for one. And then I've also been closely following, Wall Street Silver and the whole Sam Bankman fried FTX.
FTX. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And come to find out that Sam Bankman fried gave, $1 million to the Biden campaign, and also donated $750,000 to, guess who? Kevin McCarthy.
Ah, nice.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So there's that. And then also with the whole they can't pick a speaker, they're doing us a favor, because while there's no speaker in the House, they can't be donating all this hemorrhaging blood money to Ukraine. They can't make any of those decisions. So keep it on a standstill. Keep it on a standstill. And also with the football player as well, I've been following up. Where did Camocio Cordis come from all of a sudden? And, in close conversation with the Lord's telling me, well, that's the new blanket hypnotizing statement. And he also, what did he use the word? He used the word something ghost. He called them, I'll have to go back in my memory, but these are people who just, how the Lord says he's going to divide the sheep and the goats. Here we go. it's been in process for a while, but all these people who are now touting this blanket statement, commotio cordis, as a be-all, end-all explanation to what happened to this poor man who was forced into this jab. If he could, the bottom line is money. The money is the root of all evil. And if you want to keep your job and you want to keep this and you want to keep that, you're going to do this. And I've also been seeing that for those of us that have withstood this jab, they said, congratulations, you have survived the greatest psyop ever put on mankind and womankind.
That's so true. Well, Shirley, thank you so much. I appreciate your call. You're always welcome to call into Liberty or Lockdown. But real quick, someone called me and said, what do you think about Kat? KMAC. Is it KMAC? CAMMACK. Yeah. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
KMAC. Yeah. She's, since there is no one there stopping, like, they record everything that's going on and you can't remove it from off the record because there's no one there leading the House, right? And apparently there are Democrats in there boozing it up and having a party and bringing popcorn. And so all of this is on the record and they want it off the record. And so Kat is really stirring it up because she's pointing it out and it can't be removed off the record, that they're in there just having a good old party while all this is going on.
Well, Martha, I thought that Shirley, I wanted to tell you, by the way, thank you for calling in. I really appreciate your comments. And, the Lord is separating the wheat from the chaff. And the dividing line between the wheat and the chaff is often persecution and courage,
right,
and how people respond to situations of extreme difficulty, and the fact that you and many others, me, Martha, have resisted
that COVID shot, despite enormous pressure from our government and from the powers that be in our society. It is something to be proud about and happy about. It really is. Yeah. But I wanted to make the other point with regard to what you said, Martha, just then about Kat Carmack. I thought, and I may be wrong about this, but I thought that she had voted for McCarthy.
She may have. I haven't looked that up.
Yeah, I don't know, and I'm not saying she's for him now.
Well, you know who else voted for McCarthy? Marjorie Greene did.
Yeah, but I think
so did Maxine Waters.
Yeah, right. Maxine Waters on the other extreme, but I think they've had like 10 votes. So I'm going to give these some room to breathe, and hopefully they've settled out now and are on the right side now. I don't think I'm going to condemn them maybe voting for McCarthy early on when they didn't fully realize that there were other options. But right now, anybody who still supports him, I think if it's a Republican, it's going to have some real problems because he is not popular in this state and becoming more and more unpopular every day.
Yeah, the voices.
So when are we going to create the Kingdom Party? Because when we create the Kingdom Party.
Well, one thing we have right now, Shirley, we've got LACAG, Louisiana Citizen Advocacy Group, and I want you to check us out because we are focused on cleaning out our state legislature. I'm sure you know our founding fathers set our system up so that the state legislatures were bulwarks and walls against federal tyranny when the federal government gets too strong. And the Florida legislature is doing that. The Texas legislature is doing that. Our legislature is not. And we are going to reform our state legislature and make it the protectors of the Louisiana citizens that it's supposed to be. So when the federal government encroaches beyond its bounds and its power and starts abandoning us, we have a state legislature that will stand up for us and not stand up with them.
So we just had a listener.
And that's what is all about.
Yeah, and thank you so much for that. We just had a listener tell us that Clay Higgins did a press release today saying he was going to support McCarthy.
No way.
Yeah. So there you have it.
Well, we need to flood we gotta flood the phone lines, Martha, and we've got to expose them as you do every day and as I do. I'll tell you, this is going to be the year, Mark. Remember, you heard it from your fellow patriot here first and from LACAG that this will be the year of the conservative advocacy groups. This is going to be the year where conservative grassroots advocacy organizations like yours and mine across the state take this state back. This is the
Amen.
Year.
Amen to that. I agree with that. So that's a good segue. So what is LACAG doing right now concerning the Bessie Board and their new policies?
Well, I'll tell you this. The reason why we're involved in the Bessie, even though, Martha, it's not a state level issue in the legislature per se, it does tie into the legislature, but we're involved in it just because it's so very, very important.
Yes.
And I'd like for your listeners to understand what's happening here. The Bessie Board is the policy board over all of Louisiana education. What they say goes in every public school classroom in the state of Louisiana. And they have a meeting coming up on January 18th. Where they're either going to ratify what's called critical race theory, gender identity, all kind of radical concepts to be taught to our children in schools, like to hate the Constitution, to dislike a black person dislike a white person, all of this stuff they're going to be injecting into our school system. If they don't vote on January 18th, to send these new childhood standards back to the Department of Education. And what I need your listeners to do is to go to our website, lacag.org, and then click right down to our – it's an urgent call to action. Click on the urgent call to action, and it's going to show you exactly how to go into a public portal and make a comment between now and January 10th. You've only got 5 days left to do it, and they've got to say, I oppose social-emotional learning. I don't want critical race theory or social-emotional learning or gender identity being taught
to children in public schools. I don't want it. That's what they need to say, and they need to say this needs to go back to the Department of Education for further review. But I've got to get your listeners to do it, because the more people who go into that portal and make and register what they and everything they need to know is right on our website there. They just got to get on there at www.lacag.org. It'll take 5 minutes to go in and register a comment. I oppose social emotional learning. I don't want our kids being taught to hate the Constitution or to hate each other. And we don't want these standards.
All right, we're going to go on a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Liberty or Lockdown.
Some of them old bars down in the Louisiana legislature are willing to let teachers teach our kids that all white people are inherently racist, and that Louisiana is a racist state, and that America is a racist country. Them old bars are too chicken to stand up for America. They ought to be put out on the chicken farm.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2, weekdays, right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see clearly.
All right, welcome back to Liberty or Lockdown. Christopher, where do we leave off?
Okay, Martha, I wanted to emphasize this vote that's coming up with
that's
the Betsy
right.
Board.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be voting on January 18 about whether or not they're going to inject
this social emotional learning, which is basically critical race theory, gender identity, all these radical anti-American concepts into our public school curriculum. And I need everyone between now and January 10th, every concerned parent and child or and student, but mainly concerned parents and citizens, to go to our website. It's lacag.org, lacag.org. The moment they pull up our website, there will be something called Urgent Call to Action in yellow. They need to click on the Urgent Call to Action. And once they click on that Urgent Call to Action, it's going to take them directly down to something that says how to use the portal. And it's going to explain very briefly what they need to do to register a comment on that Bessie portal. And they have to do it between January 10th, and they have to say, we don't want social emotional learning in our public schools. And we want the Department of Education to get this back and to revise these standards. But they just need to say, we oppose these standards and we're going to be keeping an eye on you, Bessie board. Okay. You'd be surprised, Martha. I want to tell you, they make it, these are supposed to be public servants. You would think that you could, they give you public email and everyone could just email in their opposition without having to go into this portal and do all these things just to make a comment. They're public servants, but they make this so difficult. But we've really simplified it on our website so that people really can go on and make a comment without, you know, without getting frustrated about not knowing how to do it. But I do think they purposefully make this, try to make this difficult.
Okay, so I'm going to type in on the live stream under the Liberty or Lockdown.live on Facebook. You'll also see it on the Women's Republican page, Women's Republican Club of New Orleans, and it'll say www.lacag.org. That's lacag.org, and you go and go to how to use the portal, and then you'll find the instructions, and then you just tell them that you oppose the SEL, CRT, and gender identity. Is that right, Christopher?
Yeah. Well, yes, but once you go on the website, there's going to be something. Once you're on the website, there's going to be something right there that says urgent call to action. If you click on that urgent call to action, which is in yellow, you can't miss it. And right there, it's going to. Then once you click that, the next screen will show you how to use the portal. You go down, and it'll tell you exactly how to do it. It'll take about 5 minutes to go in there and make a comment.
All right. And if you forget that, again, we type that into the comment section on the live stream. It's very important that we get as many comments in there. And so they decide based off the comments?
Well, they don't decide based off the comments, but you know that these people are elected. And politicians always pay attention to when people are flooding them with opposition. They respond to that kind of pressure. And they also respond to articles like the Gateway Pundit article that came out today that my group and Paige Lowry wrote, talking about this issue, and two particular members of the board who better vote the right way. So this has gotten national publication as of today in the Gateway Pundit. And we also have something coming out in the Hayride. We're just trying to create as much public pressure on these people as possible to do the right thing. But they have to go register a comment, Martha, between now and January 10th. They close the portal on January 10th.
Okay. All right. So we'll put that in there in the comment section as well for January 10th. So go do that right now to all our listeners, please. This is super important. And Christopher, we're going to be sharing this to thousands of people on Facebook and social media and Twitter. So we're going to do it to some local groups, especially here in Louisiana, and see where we go with this. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed.
Shirley, are you still there? We appreciate you, and the Lord bless you. We're going to go to our next caller real quick. We have, who's on the call? Is that Matthew from Metairie on the call? Matthew from Metairie, are you there?
Yes, this is I. What's going on in Congress? Yeah, I called Steve Scalise, and I told him, hey, you know, you're buddies with Kevin McCarthy, please tell him to hang it up. It's looking bad for, embarrassing for him. I guess tomorrow I'll call again and say, just tell him to quit. But this, all of this stuff going on is interesting, but at the same time, we've only got 282 days before the primary election for governor in the state of Louisiana, and we have this giant overhanging cliff of fake registered voters, phantom voters.
Right.
People living in a homeless shelter that is closed, and non-people.
And we have a solution to that, right? That's when we're going to talk about Trosclair. Christopher, what's Trosclair's first name?
Well, Brandon Trosclair is going to clean up these voter rolls, and he's going to make it absolutely certain that we don't have that kind of vote fraud in the state. And Matthew, you're so right. I don't know, Matthew, it sounds like you might have read Jeff Cruer's article, most recent article on these voter rolls and how important it is to get these cleaned up. But it is, you're exactly right. Our voter rolls are so antiquated. We've got dead people who can still vote, people who moved out of state, people who have been convicted of felonies, people who are living in homeless shelters. It is unbelievable how you know, disorganized and really dirty our voter rolls are. That has to be done. And I think Brandon Trosclair is going to do that. And I'm hoping and praying he wins, and we're doing everything we can to help him for Secretary of State.
Right. And Brandon Trosclair will be at the Women's Republican Club of New Orleans luncheon on January 20th. Let me make sure I'm doing that right. It's going to be the third Friday of the month. Yes, January 20th at Vincent's Italian Restaurant in Metairie from 11:30 to 1:30. That's about, I think, $37 for lunch. Vincent's Italian Restaurant, January 20th in Metairie. $37 at the door, and let's, you know, hear what he has to say. And I guarantee he's going to do a much better job than what we have right now.
No doubt about it. Martha, before I go, I want to tell you how much I appreciate your having me on. And I'm always inspired when I come on your show, and I'm so thankful that you're in the world and doing the good work that you're doing. You're a truly great American patriot.
Well, thank you, Christopher. I appreciate you and your wife and your family and everything y'all are doing. And together, you know, like you said, there are going to be a lot of conservative groups popping up like this. And we all need to pull together and work together and find each other and keep on showing the people, you know, what the truth is, what's really going on out there. So we'll be back next Thursday at 5 p.m. This is Liberty or Lockdown. We're on WGSO 990 every Thursday at 5 p.m. The Lord bless you. Thank you.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace at the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Christ Church Cathedral, the Cathedral Church of the Episcopal Diocese of Louisiana. Christ Church Cathedral acts in support of community renewal and socioeconomic justice. Learn more at ccccnola.org.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Hello, this is Jack Clegg. A while back, I hosted the NFL show. Remember? We'd take a knee for no one. I've returned to WGSO to host shows on Tuesday and Thursday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Tuesday evenings, we will focus on the causes, consequences, and solutions to the international, national, and local political mess that has developed since 2020. Thursday's show will be happier. It's a golf show discussing the current state of the game we love in Louisiana and on the Gulf Coast. Please tune in and share your thoughts.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
Join professional money manager Bill Gunderson for Best Stocks Now, weekdays at noon, only on WGSO 990 AM.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The latest storm in the atmospheric river system will continue through today in California. Bryce Zabel, Los Angeles area resident, says the storms are a relief in many ways.
People complain. They say, look, you're going to get mudslides and it's dangerous. And that is true. But I think for all of us who are seeing rain come to this drought-parched area, it's a relief.
Amanda Young, the National Weather Service in Reno, says Lake Tahoe will be under a winter storm warning until 4 a.m.
South Lake Tahoe, they had 5 inches of snow, but they also, on the flip side of that, there had some rainfall, about an inch. They had roughly about an inch of rainfall and about 5 inches of new snow.
The Tahoe area could see 5 to 10 inches of snow over the rest of the day. President Biden making changes to Title 42.
The Biden administration is expanding its use of a pandemic-era border measure known as Title 42 to begin rapidly expelling illegal immigrants from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela, while opening a new legal path up for 30,000 illegal immigrants from those countries to enter the United States a month. Speaking at the White House Thursday, the president says Title 42 has its issues.
They're not barred from trying to come back. They've been turned away. They go back. They try again. They try again.
The president is planning to make his first trip on Sunday to visit the U.S.-Mexico border since taking office. I'm Tim Berg.
There's still no Speaker of the House on the third day of the new Congress. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has failed to garner enough votes to secure the top spot after 9 rounds of voting. Every speaker since 1923 has been elected after just one vote. Buffalo Bills' Damar Hamlin, who was injured in Monday night's football game, showing signs of awakening, his number 3 jersey topping Fanatic sales. This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for healthcare, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400